It's Greg and Dan Show, WMBD. Dan, let's end the week high on a high note here, man.
Yeah.
We got Hector Corona, Bob Evans in here, City Kids Camp. We met them a year ago or more. Good to see you, gentlemen. Morning.
Hey, good morning.
Oh, you're going to need headphones to hear Danny, so go ahead and put those headphones on. I'll recap real quick. There is a camp in Lewistown.
Lewiston.
I have met three people from Lewistown in the last 2 weeks. They all said Lewistown. I said, I have been telling Hector and Bob wrong this whole time. Lewiston, there's a camp down there. It used to be a church camp. It's been City Kids Camp for how many years now?
Four years.
You and your wife bought it.
Yes.
You, Hector. And the idea is to do what, Bob? What are we doing? Short term?
Well, we're taking kids out of some of the impoverished neighborhoods, the economically disadvantaged neighborhoods. And getting them out into the country for a week and experience. It's a traditional residential summer camp.
I went down last summer to visit. It's boating. It's fishing. It's messing around with
archery.
Anything that you do at a camp. Think of that. If you went to one, you know. If you haven't, you've seen TV, right?
Right.
Bill Murray's not there. He will not be part of that camp. But these kids that I saw were from Chicago, and they were having a blast. They were just so happy.
Well, for some of them, it's the first time they've ever left their neighborhood.
Yes.
The great thing about it is we have animals, farm animals, and first time that they've ever touched like a goat or a chicken, and they love it.
So here's what I'm going to get right to. I would come back and talk about the camp. I'm going to get right to this. We want you guys, your goal is to get some Peoria kids. You got the Chicago kids taken care of. Peoria kids that have never experienced these things, financial reasons and otherwise, have prevented them from doing it, to go this summer. Right.
Right. Yes.
It costs money to do that. And you are a non-for-profit, a 501(c)(3), right?
501(c)(3).
And so what we're looking for is, I'm going to be blunt. We need people to donate a bunch of money to this, because what we do around here in Peoria is we talk about how the youth of our town, or they need help. We need to do something. We need to help them. And then we don't know what to do.
Right.
Then we stop.
Right.
I'm telling you right now, if you are a philanthropic soul, or you know somebody that is, that has some money that you don't mind spending on children, this is the one. You could do it, and it would make a difference in 50 kids' lives this summer in Peoria.
Yes.
Might change the whole game. So I'm telling you flat out, just
contact me. Not only donate and help out, you may want to go down and volunteer, because you're always looking for volunteers.
Yeah, that's true.
We're always looking for volunteers.
So if you're a listener to the Greg and Dan Show and you kind of know me, contact me, and I'll hook you to Hector and Bob, and we'll get you the proper information. But I do want to talk about that volunteer situation. What do you need?
In terms of volunteers, we're always looking for helpers in terms of fixing cabins.
You need construction kind of guys and gals.
Our biggest objective this year is to actually finish the swimming pool. So,
Can I talk about that for a second?
Sure.
There's a weird thing. You had a guy kind of leave you high and dry fixing a big pool for the kids. And because you're a commercial entity, you have to have a certain permit from the state.
That's correct.
And not everybody who works on pools is capable of giving you that permit. So if any of our listeners' friends have some connection to somebody who does commercial pool work, that would be fantastic. We need
So you need a licensed pool person.
Yes. In fact, 70% of the work is already done. We have the pumps. We have the lights. Everything is there ready to be installed. And all we're fixing it. That's it.
It costs $600 for a kid for a week. $600.
Right.
That's nothing. Let's go. We can do that. And if you want to do 50 kids, you do the math. We need $30,000.
Yes.
Here's what.
So if one of you has $30,000, just call me. I'll come pick it up today.
So 4 years, and you're both from Chicago, right? Both successful. Well, you're not, Bob.
They're both successful. One, Bob, you're from Chicago, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But Hector's from Mexico originally, right?
Born and raised, and then I came to the United States in 1970.
So. Yeah, okay.
Right.
We'll claim you now. We got you.
Point is, you wanted to find property to help kids, and you've helped a lot of Chicago kids. What I want to know is, so those kids come down here, then they go back. Have you been in touch or talked to people? Has it transformed them? What has it done for them?
In fact, we live close to the west side of Chicago, and we run into so many kids that have gone to our camp, and they just come up to us, and they hug us, and they ask us, hey, when is camp? So we get a lot of repeat kids that come back. And, I mean, we're parents, first and foremost. So as parents, we know what kids want, what they need. And so
they need to feel safe and loved.
Yeah, they do.
Well, and they need to laugh and ride a bike around and school.
Yeah, I love
around.
The fact that that they can ride a bike and not have to worry about it getting stolen. I mean, that's just the story, but they can actually ride a bike and feel good about it, you know.
And a couple of years ago, there was a couple of kids that did not come to camp. They were signed up to go to camp.
Yeah.
And the week that we had camp, they got shot in Chicago.
So, oh, my goodness.
That shows the importance of our camp.
We
know that we can't save everyone, but we know that we're doing a great job.
What's that old...
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say it's that old fable of the kid throwing the starfish back in the sea. You can't save all of them, kid. I don't care. I can save this one, right?
Right.
But amazingly, for that one week, it's a week where they can feel safe. And they don't get that when in their home.
These gentlemen have been taking kids from Chicago's inner city down there for a while and now want to reach out and get some kids from Peoria Public Schools, helping find those children. But there's a financial need. You are a non-for-profit. It costs $600 per kid. We're trying to find people who will help send 50 kids down there. Maybe grab a kid. Maybe you do two. Send me $5,000. I'll get it to these guys, and we will get... I think of it so important to get, as Danny was articulating earlier, of getting kids to see nature, to feel it. Did you have no, when you grew up in, Mexico City, right?
I did.
And did you grow up in an urban environment where you never went out to things like this?
I mean, it was, 22 million people?
Yeah, it was a lot of folks. Yeah. You didn't see a star until you were 28. Yeah. What was that like, though, when you first got into nature? Tell me your story about that.
Well, for me, nature is such a calming effect and makes you think. You look up at the stars, you look around the forest, you see deer, raccoons, and you see things that you never would see in the city. So it's
There was a story the other day, and to you guys who both live in Chicagoland, you're around traffic all the time. The just sound of traffic, you don't even actually have to be driving in it. But if you live near it, like many children do, your blood pressure goes up. Just the sound of traffic.
The noise.
And so then you get down to, sorry, Danny, I messed up your computer. You get down to Lewiston or Lewistown, you pick your choice. then it's calm, right?
Right.
Did you go to the camps and stuff when you were a kid?
I went to a summer camp when I was a kid. And it's, I grew up in the city in Chicago. And, it's eye-opening.
There is a very popular camp that's escaping me right now in Indiana that is a church-related camp.
Is it Harvest?
No, it's another one that a lot of kids from Peoria go to. It's not cheap. It's pretty expensive. And so if moms and dads, if you know of that, and maybe you send your kids there, think about how lucky your kids are, how privileged you are. And we've got a lot of folks here that they just need a hand. They're not asking for anything.
And a lot of these kids from Peoria can't afford it.
That's
and
what I mean,
was,
yeah.
And I was just thinking, and again, a lot of these kids have never left their neighborhood. They don't know the possibilities that exist out there. But I'm thinking if we can establish this every year, there's your volunteers. Some of those kids may turn around from Peoria and want to go there, down there and volunteer.
Yeah, that's true.
We had a young lady who attended the camp two summers, and then came back last summer. She's a freshman in college, came back last summer as a counselor.
Nice.
And wants to keep coming back.
That is, that's how this works. Right. I mean, we get 50 kids, and then next year we get 100 kids, and then we get 200 kids, and then pretty soon we try to get as many Peoria Public School kids to get to enjoy one week of summer. I know that doesn't even sound like a lot, but it's huge. It's huge. Go ahead.
Well, and I go back to what I said earlier. Up in Chicago, two of the kids that were going to go to camp were shot. 1 week of feeling safe has to be a tremendous, and then having fun on top of it, has to be a tremendous lifting of burden on those kids, because kids shouldn't have to deal with that.
I wanted to mention that as a young boy, I mean, we were poor, so I never went to camp. And one major difference between poor kids and rich kids is that poor kids see more violence. And so for us to bring kids to the camp down in Lewistown, I mean, it's beautiful.
And be away from violence. Yes. Be away from noise. Be away from stress. All right. My challenge is to our listener friends, friends of friends, everybody we know, 50 kids, Peoria Public School kids, to Lewistown this summer, City Kids Camp, citykidscamp.org.
Correct.
Is the website if you want to look at it and see it. I've been there myself. It's gorgeous. And it's not that far. It's an easy drive if you ever want to drive down there. And then let's get it done. It's good to see you guys.
And if you can't donate money and you're retired and you're handy, donate time.